paragraph bays. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vze bechinas mezuza shehi shmira. We just started the previous paragraph. We started that a person has to lishmor es hanefesh moed. That a Jew requires shmira, protection. A nefesh requires protection. Rav Nosson Zal says, let's see in the Torah which mitzvah is all about protection. Mezuzah. Ze bechinas mezuzah shehi shmira. The mezuzah is known as a protector. Hainu shmira lahanefesh. Besides the fact that it's protecting our homes, it's a protection for the nefesh. Ki hu ikar lishmores hanefesh hamalubeshes bakovoy. Because the most sensitive, the most delicate thing that requires shmira is the nefesh, which comes in this cloak, in this casing of kovoid. Ki habayis shom ikar hashroas hakovoid. Because the home of a person is their main respectability. The respect, oh, I want to invite you to my home. I want you to see who I am. People say that the home is a reflection of who the person is, the kovoid of the person. Ki habayis shom ikar hashroas hakovoid. The house is the main place where the kovoid is key. Now here again, some people display that kavod by buying furniture, by buying a couch that costs $150,000, $300,000. And again, they've got the most, the fanciest, most elegant marbles and et cetera, et cetera. And some people, their kavod is that they have a pure holy mezuzah on the door. They have sforim in the house. Everything in the house is a display, not of my kavod, not of how much money I have, I and my and I, but rather it's a display of Hashem's kavod. The house is full of Hashem. Everything here is geared towards serving Hashem. The food, every food item here is here purely for one reason, so that we can eat and do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And therefore I buy only the right kind of foods. I buy only kosher food, you know, foods that are 100% kosher, and foods that are healthy, and foods that bring you closer to Hashem. And every single thing. So again, the house is a center of kavod. Whose kavod, or whether it's good kavod or bad kavod, that's another question. But we know the house is the place of kavod. Ki ikar kvoidoi shelodom hurak bebeisoi. Because the main kavod of a person is only in their home. When a person's in transit or traveling, most cases you don't really see who the person is. There are some people who, again, you look at his watch and you know you see he's wearing a $300,000 watch, so you know that he's a certain kavod. Or again, he's wearing $3,000 alligator shoes, or the $12,000 suit, or the shirt has his initials on it, and again, the shirt is a $350 shirt. So again, some people, even when they're traveling, even when they're not in the bias, the kavod is shining. But for even for those people, that's nothing. Wow, wait till you see his house. You know, that is what, wait till you see his house. You see the house of a person, that's his, the real place of his kavod. Whether it's kavod gdusha or lahavdol kavod of the sitra achra. Kamei shekosov, like the pasuk says, kitiferes odom lo sheves bayis. Like the beauty of a person to live, to sit in their home. That's the tiferes, that's the beauty, that's the kovoid. She'ikar ha-kovoid v'ha-tiferes shel kol odom hu bebeisoi. The main kovoid and tiferes of a person is in their house. Megillas Esther, Achashverosh wanted to celebrate, he threw a party. Beharoisoi es oisher kevoid malchusoi. He wanted to show off his tremendous wealth. So it says people came into his palace and they saw. They wanted to show off his kavod. Ki habayis hu bechinas malchus. Because bayis, the house, al pi kabbalah, is always a concept of malchus. Bechinas beis malchus, as the Torah says. Ki chelek hamalchus sheyesh lechol echod hu bebeisoi. Because a certain major part of a person's authority is where? In his home. In the street, he ain't such a big authority. In the street, Joe Blow can bump into him, push him, but in my house, I'll say what goes down here. I'll say what we can do, what we can't do, what comes in, what goes out, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Bechinas, especially as it says in Megillas Esther, lihiyois kol ish soirer bevesoi. Remember that each and every single person should rule in his home. So we see that the bias is malchus. Umalchus Subachinas Kovoid. Bechinas Melech HaKovoid. Vize Bechinas, and this is why the Pasuk says, Kol Kvoido Bas Melech Penima. That the true Kovoid of the princess is inside the palace, inside the home. That's where the Kol Kvoido, that's where the real Kovoid is. Bechinas Kvoid Malchus Hu Bifnima Babayis. The main place of the Kovod of Malchus is in the house. V'alkein nikreis hagedulo v'ahisnasus b'shem bayis. And this is also why greatness and power is referred to as bayis. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says, v'ayhi ki yoru hamayaldo yisesolikim, when Paroi took Yocheved and Miriam to be midwives, you know, to help the Jewish women give birth, and Paroi's plan was that they should help kill, murder the Jewish babies, the Jewish boys. So it says that they refused to comply with what he did. They had respect for Hashem. They had fear of Hashem. And therefore they didn't follow Paro's instructions. And the Pasuk says, Vayas lohem botim. And Hashem made for them homes, houses. Hashem made homes, houses for Yocheved and Miriam. The Gemara says, what is that talking about? V'dosh Rabbi Senazal, bote kehuna ubote malchus. Hashem established Kehuna and Malchus from these two women. Because they were so special, they showed such deep respect for Hashem, Hashem gave them honor and respect. How? The Pasuk uses the word batim. Hashem made homes for them. The Gemara says, what's batim? Kehuna and Malchus. So we see that a bias is Malchus. The bias is the Kovoid and the Malchus. Ki bias hu b'chinas Kovoid, b'chinas Malchus kanal. That's why the Gemara also says, Besoi zu ishtoi, that the house is the woman. She is the master of the house. She is the one who defines the house. Ki abayis hu bebechinas chava, isha, she bechinas hakovoid. Because the bayis is associated with chava, the woman, the kovoid. She is the kovoid. Rabbein Azal says in Likutei Moran that women are the most makbid when it comes to kovoid. They're the ones who could get most easily ruffled if they feel they're not being shown the proper respect. They're the most sensitive when it comes to kovoid, because she is the malchus, she is kovoid. Again, obviously, when it's a kovoid digdusha, when it's a kovoid that's directed as her being a princess of Hashem, shehi eim kol choy, Chava was referred to as the mother of all of creation, the mother of all life, Sheshom meluboshim kol hanafosho is kanal b'maim ranal, in which is cloaked all the Jewish souls. We know that Chava is called Eim Kol Choy, and the throne of Hashem is also called Eim Kol Choy, because just like all mankind came from Chava, all Jewish souls come from the throne of Hashem. So therefore, Chava is Kisei HaKovoy. They're both the same bechina. The Kisei HaKovoid is Malchus, and Chava is Malchus, Kovoid. V'alkein kibbutz hanefoshos, dahainu mishpocha, nikro b'shem bayis. And this is why a group of souls, a family of souls, is called, which is a mishpacha, is called a bayis. The house of this one, the house of that one. Kinikroim beisav. In the Torah, it's called Beis Av, is how we say a family. A family is called a Beis Av. Ukamei Shekosav, and the Pasuk says, Beis Yisroel, Beis Aharon, Beis Halevi. Ki kol hanefoshos meluboshim b'habayis. Because all the souls are enveloped and encased in the bayis. Shehu b'chinas kovoid, eim kol choy kanal. Umachmashan nefesh melubosh b'habayis. And because of the fact that the soul is cloaked in the house, shehu b'chinas kovoid kanal, the house is the kovoid. Alkein tzorich habayis shmira gedoyla. Therefore, the bayis, which is the kovoid, has to be very protected, guarded. You have to be very careful with kovoid. Kitzrichim lishmar moed es hanefesh hamalubeshes b'kovoid kanal. We have to watch over those souls that are encased in the kovoid. Voiker, what are we guarding them from? Lirois sheyeh ponim la kovoid. We have to see to it that the kavod should have a ponim to it. It should have a face to it. It should have light to it. It should have holiness to it. Shelo yinku mimenu az a ponim. That the guys who have no face, the no faces, which is the chutzpah people, the people who should be, we have the expression, hide your face in shame. The people who should be the most embarrassed people, the most shameful people, they're the ones whose pictures are all over the newspapers and all the billboards. They're the ones who are showing their face the most. That's the ponim. The ponim of the Jewish people is their politicians, and that's the pnei hador. The Gemara says in Soitip that when we get close to the coming of Mashiach, pnei hador ke pnei hakelev. The face of the generation is going to be like the face of a dog. What is a dog? There's a pasuk va'klovim azei nefesh. Dogs are known for their braziness, disgusting, to do disgusting things in public, that kind of thing. So we have to protect the nefesh and the kovoid and the bias from falling into the wrong hands, falling into these azei ponim. Sheim b'chinas klovim azei nefesh. They're referred to as these dogs. Sheheim hamanhigim v'hamoishlim shel sheker. These are the false leaders, the false authorities, Rahman al-Islam.